heard the robot, so when Jane gives us the go-ahead, we'll go. All right, this is Zoe 9020. Can you tell me the letter you see, the picture you see, and another word that starts with that letter?
I see A, apple, apricot.
Nice word.
I see a bee, I see a boy, brother. I see a seat, cookies, cat. I see a D, I see a duck, I see a dog.
You see a dog?
No. E, I see an elephant. I don't know.
That's a tough one.
Yeah.
Let's see, if you go in or out of a door, it's called a, or a.
I don't know.
Oh, what do chickens lay?
Eggs.
Nice.
F, I see a fish, frog.
Nice job.
I see a G, I see a guitar, goose.
You know your animals, you were right.
I see an H, I see a house, I see a horse. I want a horse. I see an eye, I see ice, eye.
Oh, yeah.
I see a J, I see juice, juggle. I see K, I see a key, K, KK. Yeah. It's one of my friends' names. I see an L. I see leaf. Lily.
Good word.
I see an M. I see a monkey. Mom. I see an N. I see a nose. I see, neck. I see an O. I see an orange, olive.
Ooh, good word.
I see a P. I see a plate, pig. I see a Q. I see a duck.
What's the duck saying?
Quack. Cute. I see an R, I see a crayon, I see ruler. I see an S, I see a spider, spin.
That's a good word, verb.
I see a T, I see a table, tag. I see a U, I see an umbrella, yum. V, I see a vacuum, Victoria. I see a W, I see a watch, Wesley. I see an X, I see an X-ray, Xavier.
That's a good word, a good name.
Yeah, that's my brother's name. I'm just saying some my brother and sister's names. I see a Y. I see yogurt. Wyatt. I see a Z. I see a zebra. Zoo.
Nice job. Go ahead and hit a buzzer for me.
You're doing an awesome job.
All right, for this next one, I want you to tell me the number you see.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16,
Ooh, did I get you?
20, 25, 30, 40, 50. 60, 70, 80, 90, 100, 200, 500, 1,000.
Nice. Tell me everything you see, and then if you can solve it, go ahead and do that too.
9, 9, 9, 7. 16.
Nice job. So you said what?
9 plus 7, 16.
What is that? Equal sign?
Yeah.
Can you say that for me?
Equal sign. Yes. 19 take away 1. That'd be 18.
Awesome.
That'd be 18 too.
Mm-hmm. What is it?
6 times 3 equals 18.
Good job.
21 divided by 3, 7.
Nice. That one was tougher, but you got it. Go ahead and get a buzzer for me. I like that one. All right, what we're going to do...
Great job.
Ooh. what we're going to do is I'm going to show you something. I'm going to say this is a ship, and now there's two of them. So what would you call two... You would say there are two...
Ships.
Good job. This is a skac. Can you say skac?
Skac.
Now, if there's two of them, you would say...
Two skac.
Awesome. This is a dup. Now we have two...
Dup. Oh, that's a shoe.
This is a shoe. And now we have...
Two shoes.
What'd you say?
Two shoes.
This is a brib.
Two brib.
Is a snack, we'll call it.
Yeah. two snack.
This is a mip.
Two mip.
I said that was hard to hear. I said a mip.
Mip.
So what would this be? Two.
Mip.
This is a foo.
Two foo.
This is a cup.
Two cup.
Is that what you say if you saw two of them? Two
cups.
Mm-hmm. This is a crib.
Yeah. Two cribs. A handle?
This is a yak, we'll call it.
Yak. Two yak.
This is a pipe.
Two pipe.
This is a slide.
Two slides. Bell.
Mm-hmm.
Two bells. Purse.
I'll call it a bag.
Bag. Two bag. Rock.
This is a rock.
two rock. Is that a chew toy? It's for a dog.
Kind of. We're gonna call it a smide.
A smide. Two smide. Lamp.
We'll call it a light.
Light. Yeah. Two light.
What would you say if you saw two?
Two lights.
This is a yag.
Two yags.
And last, this is a kel.
Kel, two kel.
Awesome job, made it through that. Go ahead and hit another buzzer.
You're doing great.
Ooh. All right, now Jibo here is gonna give us the instructions for this next task.
Today, we're going to do an activity together. I'm going to show you some pictures, and you're going to tell me about them.
All right, so we're going to do what Jibo says, okay?
I see a tiger. I see a boat. I also see a boy. I see fish. I see a flower. I see a lily pod. I see, is that a mountain? I think that's a mountain. Flowers. I think another fish. Is this an onion?
Kind of looks like it.
I don't know. I think this is, water.
Mm-hmm. Awesome, yeah.
Oh, a fly? I don't know what they're called. I just call them flies.
Yeah. So then what's going on in this picture? Like, what's happening?
The lion and the boy are in a boat. I'm guessing they're trying to get the flower because the boy has his hand out.
Yeah.
The fish is upside down.
is that a good thing? I don't know.
I don't know.
How do you think they got here? Like, how did he get together with the lion to do that, even in the first place?
I don't know. Maybe it's the boy's pet.
Would you have a lion as a pet?
My brother would.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
And so they're going to look for, you said, the flower?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What about the flower is special, do you think? Could be.
I don't know. Maybe it's for his mom?
That's a good idea. So where are they then?
They're in a lake.
Mm-hmm. All right. So do you think the boy lives close by, or how did they kind of get to, where'd the boat come from?
I don't know. Maybe they live nearby?
Okay.
I don't know.
Awesome. Anything else you can tell me about what they're doing or in this picture?
Well, the lion's looking at the fly.
For what reason?
I think he's hungry?
Oh.
I don't know.
A bug-only lion?
I don't know.
No, that's a good idea. Makes sense why the boy would be in the boat with him then.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else?
I don't think so.
All right. Same thing here.
I see a boy, I see airplanes, I see books, I see a fish, I see toys, I see a messed up bed, I see the outside. I think that's a tree stump. There's a picture frame. There's clouds. He's wearing a helmet. I see a sock. I don't see anything else.
So what is he doing? What's going on with him?
He's flying airplanes.
Mm-hmm. How so?
Maybe he wants to be a pilot.
Oh, that's a good guess. Do you have clothes like that, or what do you like to play dress up as?
I don't know. I just like to be a little everything.
Mm-hmm. A little bit of everything?
Yeah.
So is this real, or what's going on here?
I think he's just imagining.
Imagining? That's awesome. And so you said it's kind of messy.
Yeah.
What does your room look like this, or?
No.
No? What's
not anymore.
About it?
The bed is the same. The toys are actually, some of the toys are in my closet.
Mm-hmm.
My laundry is in the laundry basket.
That's
books
good.
Are all upstairs. I don't have fish, though.
Gotcha.
So.
Okay.
Yeah.
So.
But I definitely do not have those mini pillows.
Yeah, that makes sense. So what kind of clothes are these that he's wearing?
Airplane? He's wearing a helmet with goggles.
Anything else you can think of about this picture?
Oh, actually, I kind of see, there's kind of, little things. Squid arms?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Cool.
But I don't know. I see a squid. I see a magnifying glass. I see a girl. I see a rat. I see books. I see science stuff. I see a light bulb. I see a book. I see a pencil. I see another rat.
What are they doing there?
Maybe she wants to become a scientist. Because the squid's kind of has this thing up to this. And she has her chart. Maybe the rats mean she's a scientist, because Yeah.
And so what else tells you she's the scientist in here?
Well, there's like, there's molecules, and there's like this science stuff in the room.
So what's the squid doing? Is he helping or is he part of her experiments? Like,
I think he's part of the experiment because he's in a tank.
Okay. So what kind of experiments does it look like she might be running?
I think she looks like she's trying to get the bulb running. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't really know. But
anything else you recognize up here that looks like you can tell me what it is?
Well, there's this thing, but I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
Maybe you're supposed to smash stuff in it.
That's a good idea.
I don't really know. I see a girl. I see a big radish. I see a, I don't know what that is. Slug. Yeah. And I see more radishes, and I see a shovel. I think she wants to be a gardener. I think she wants to be a farmer. Because there's like these, all of these radishes.
Yeah.
And then there's like, she's wearing like farm clothes. Yeah, I would know because I actually kind of live on a farm.
No, I think that's a good guess. So
yeah.
What? Whose farm is this right now, do you think?
I think it's her father's.
Mm-hmm.
Or her grandpa, or aunt, or her uncle's.
Have you ever been on a farm before?
Yes, because I kind of live on a farm. I live on a chicken farm.
That would make sense, yeah.
Yeah, I live on a chicken farm. We have a garden back out there. My dad kind of just plants everything.
That's,
I like
awesome.
Snap peas.
Yeah, you sound like you guys are better farmers than she is. She's only got huge radishes, huh?
True.
Anything else here?
No.
All right. Well, you did awesome. Go ahead.
You're doing great.
Great job. Go ahead and read this for me.
Oh, I'm not really good at reading. But, the dremble? I don't know what that word is.
Yep, just give it your best guess and move on.
Dremble is a drum from West Africa. The drum means everything come together in peace. This drum is played to tell a story. People often come together to play their drum in a group. Three or four may be played together to make a drum color. I don't know what that word is. People come together to hear the drum music, and they like to be side to the beat. The people also tell a story with their, I don't know what that is.
Just try to sound it out and then you can move on.
Dancing?
Good job.
The dendrum has a silk. Sure, made of had wood. The tomb is made for the skin of a goat. it can be different differences. This kid of drum, this kind of drum, can be 12 to 15 inches round and as high as 23 to 25 inches tall. It can be 11 to 29 pounds. This kind of drum can make different kinds of sounds. It can sound low or it can sound high. The music can also be quite quiet or it can be very loud. A long time ago, only the men would play the drum. It was really to see a woman play a drum in West Africa. So people were stunned when they say a woman dindrum player. The woman had to work very hard to get to play now. There are women drum callers, and the women are just as good at playing the music as the men. This kind of drum was first played in West Africa, but now it is played all over the world. It is even played in our city. The next time you listen to music, you may hear the beat of the dindrum in the song.
Wow, thank you for working really hard at that. You did awesome. Okay. Go ahead and hit a buzzer.
I think
you're doing an awesome job.
Try again. Make the sound. There you go. All right. I want you to tell me what's going on in this picture and step by step how you would do it, okay?
The boy is brushing his teeth. I would probably put the water on first and then the toothpaste and brush my teeth, and then I would rinse it off and then put the stuff back where it belongs. The boy is washing his hands. I would probably get my hands wet first and then wash my hands with soap and water, and then I would turn off the thing and I would dry my hands. You don't really know how to tie my shoes.
Huh?
I don't know how to tie shoes yet.
That's okay. How do you put on your shoes that don't have laces?
Oh, I just like put my socks on and slide them on. So, yeah. I would probably put my cereal in first, and then the milk, and then get the spoon out, and then eat it. I would probably put my clothes back first, and then put on my pants, my shirt and then my socks.
Mm-hmm. And what's he doing?
He's putting on a shirt.
Mm-hmm. What's going on here?
I would probably bake the cupcakes first, and then put the icing on, and then put the sprinkles on.
Mm-hmm. And what is she doing?
She's baking. I would probably get my picture drawn out first, and then paint it. And then probably after it, I would probably clean up my mess.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
So what is she doing?
She is painting.
Uh-huh. What kind of things do you like to paint?
I like to paint horses. Mm-hmm. I like to paint animals.
Yeah,
and
those
stuff
are hard
like
to
that.
Draw. That's
yeah.
Awesome. What's he doing?
He's buckling his seatbelt. I would put myself in the chair first, and then I would put my seatbelt on, and just yeah.
Mm-hmm. What's going on here?
She's feeding the teddy bear. I would probably make sure that the kid doesn't have anything in the bowl before she does that.
That's pretty smart.
Yeah.
What kind of things do you like to play pretend with? Either stuffed animals or...
I just like to use my imagination.
Uh-huh.
So.
Yeah, it seems like that's what she's doing, huh? What's going on here?
I can't tell if that's a boy or a girl.
Yeah, not sure.
Looks like she's dressing up. And, looks like she has this... I would probably make sure the door is shut before I put all that stuff on. And then, I would probably put the tutu on first, and then the bow tie, and then the hat, the glasses, and then the shoes, and then the mm-hmm. scarf. And
do
then
you have dress-up clothes at home?
Yeah,
what
but there.
Do you have?
I have princesses stuff, but it probably won't fit me anymore.
What's your favorite princess?
Probably Elena of Babylon.
Makes sense. What do you dress up as for Halloween?
I don't really do Halloween.
Yeah.
So.
Well, at least you still dress up. What's going on here?
Looks like people sliding down the slide. I would probably make sure the slide is steady. And make sure it's not wet.
Yeah. What's your favorite thing to do at the playground?
Probably monkey bars.
Oh.
I like to try stuff, some stuff new.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Those are pretty hard.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. Looks like he's playing soccer. Mm-hmm. I would put my shoes on. Make sure that they are tied or everything, and then I would probably just get a soccer ball and start practicing.
Yeah. What are the rules of soccer?
You can't touch the ball. You can only kick it. Only the goalie can touch the ball.
Mm-hmm. And so what are you trying to do with the ball?
You're trying to get it in the goal.
Gotcha.
It looks like they're trying to build a tower. First, I would get the supplies out and then put the first layer on, and then the second layer, and then the third, or how many levels you want to have.
Do you like to play? Do you play with like blocks, or do you play with like Legos?
I play with Barbie dolls.
Barbie dolls, yeah.
Yeah.
What are the things you set up for your Barbie dolls?
I probably set up the bedroom, and then I set up the kids' rooms, and then the kitchen. And then a living room and a bathroom.
Awesome.
Looks like a person swinging their daughter on a swing. And looks like I would probably make sure that my daughter's holding on so she doesn't fall off it. I actually fell off of
one
time and hit my head on the ground.
Oh,
so.
Man, I'm glad you're okay, but you're right.
Yeah.
That's what you need to do to be safe.
Yeah. I also bit through my tongue one time.
Mm-hmm.
not very nice. Yeah. Looks like she's sharing her candy with people. I would probably make sure that no one had licked it first. And that it didn't fall on the ground. Yeah. Okay. Looks like he's thinking, or he might be in timeout. I would probably make sure that the clock is on.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Are you ever in timeout for anything anymore?
No.
What did you used to go into timeout for when you were little?
I don't really remember.
All right, awesome. Go ahead and hit a button. All right.
Great job.
I'm just going to show you a few of my favorite pictures, and then we'll be all done, okay?
Kay.
So what's going on here?
I think looks like a girl is trying to get fireflies in space.
That's kind of silly, huh?
Yeah. And then there's like stars and planets and other stuff.
So who made this up? Like what's the point of getting fireflies and stuff, do you think? Are there fireflies in space?
No.
Okay, so this is
there's no aliens in space either.
Yeah.
Because I see
So this is just a pretend fun picture.
Yeah.
Now let's see what else we got going on here. What's going on here?
It looks like there's a frog in a coffee cup, and the frog's wearing a crown.
That is what it looks like. What would you do if you walked in and saw this in your kitchen?
I would dump the frog outside.
Yeah. Would you keep the crown or let him keep his crown?
I would probably let it keep the crown because I don't want to touch the slimy thing. It looks like the giraffe is eating paper or ham or something. It looks like there's a double stacked sandwich thing. So I don't know. I think this is just imagination.
Yeah. So is the sandwich for the giraffe or is the sandwich for the kid?
I think it's for the kid. I don't know.
It's kind of hard to tell.
Looks like the goat is sitting on the chair and has a lot of money and candy on the floor. If I walked into this thing, I would dump the go outside and clean up the mess. Or I'll probably make him clean up the mess first.
That was good luck getting the goat to do that. No, but. Alright, last one. What's going on here?
It looks like there's a pig in the bathtub. Maybe the pig needed a bath? I don't know.
Would not expect that, huh?
Unless if I give the pig the bath outside, I don't want it in my house.
That makes sense. All right, go ahead and hit a buzzer. We're all done. You made it through all of our games. Thank you so much. I'll help you with that.
Okay.
Thank you so much for helping.